As essayist Jonathan Swift famously opined over 400 years ago, he was a bold man that first ate an oyster. At first glance, most people would agree. But these bivalve mollusks are much more than a salty snack. They're a keystone species that provides critical ecological benefits to our local waterways. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. If you've paid a visit to the slip between the aquarium's piers 3 and 4 in the Inner Harbor lately, you may have noticed our floating wetland prototype, an artificial island designed to clean the harbor's water and attract native species. Along the floating wetlands perimeter, we've recently added a bed of oyster shells with baby oysters called spat attached. The benefit of this addition is twofold. First, the empty oyster shells serve as microhabitat and a refuge for fishes, crabs, and other aquatic species, a function performed by oyster reefs on a much larger scale in the natural environment. Another important benefit the oyster spat provide, once they mature, is filtering the harbor's water, a skill at which these marvelous mollusks are quite adept. Oysters are filter feeders, meaning they extract excess nutrients, suspended sediments, and chemical contaminants from the water as they pump it through their gills to feed. In this way, oysters clean the water for other aquatic life and support a healthy ecosystem. A single oyster can filter an astonishing 50 gallons of water a day. It's estimated that in the late 19th century, the Chesapeake Bay's oysters could filter the entire bay's volume of water in just a few days. That's not the case today, however. With oyster populations in the bay at less than 1% of historic levels, it takes today's population nearly a year to filter the same amount of water. So why the dramatic decline? The natural resilience of oysters has unfortunately been no match for man-made issues, including historic over-harvesting, poor water quality due to an influx of nutrients, and sediment runoff into local waterways. Disease has also played a larger role in our region's oyster population decline. The two main culprits are parasites known as MSX and Dermo. Both diseases are fatal and thrive in warm waters, a scenario becoming increasingly common as the Chesapeake Bay endures the continued effects of climate change. The ecological benefits of oysters cannot be overstated, but they also serve an important economic purpose as a major driver in a multi-million-dollar industry. Each year, the seafood industry contributes nearly $600 million to Maryland's economy. Over the past 30 years, Maryland and Virginia have suffered a loss of more than $4 billion due to the decline of oyster harvesting-related industries. Whether from an ecological or economic perspective, we all have a vested interest in protecting our favorite bivalve. And as we often find, there's reason for hope. According to the 2016 State of the Bay report from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, the oyster harvest recently exceeded 1 million bushels, the first in 30 years. In addition, numerous organizations throughout the region are dedicated to restoring oyster populations and raising awareness about the importance of the oyster. Populations are on the rebound thanks to these initiatives, which include both wild oyster restoration and seafood farming or aquaculture. You can do your part to help by choosing Chesapeake Bay oysters whenever possible, supporting businesses that recycle oyster shells, and as always, reducing your carbon footprint to positively impact our environment. To learn more about the National Aquarium's initiatives to restore the health of the Inner Harbor, Chesapeake Bay, and beyond, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WIPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.